All right, we're back. We're live. We're here. It's Tad Hobb. She's going to bring us some pop culture news.
I did the news with a colored pencil, and it's blue. It's like a medium blue. So it's not dark blue, but it's definitely not. Oh, hello. Hello.
Yeah. Definitely not what?
It's not, definitely not dark blue, navy blue, light blue, baby blue, cobalt blue. This is cobalt blue, yeah.
I never heard of cobalt blue.
This is, I don't know what this
is. What is cobalt blue?
This.
Got it.
All right. I have news. Are you ready for news? Joe Biden will introduce Lady Gaga 2016 Oscars this Sunday. And he will also be talking about sexual abuse. She did a song that's in the documentary The Hunting Ground, which is about sexual assault on college campuses, and they will be addressing it. Jill Biden will be attending the awards with her husband Joe as well. Okay. So would Jill Biden be considered first vice president lady?
Right.
I don't know.
Oh,
like,
Jill Biden. Jill, yeah.
Like, what would she be addressed as? Or is she just...
She's Dr. Mrs. Biden.
She's Mrs. Dr. Dr. Yeah. Mrs.
I don't think they. I don't think anybody. I mean, they're vice. If you want to be technical, it would be vice first lady.
Yeah.
If you want technical.
Yeah. All right. So. The biggest diva, the biggest queen of them all, Elton John, is interviewed with Rolling Stone, where he basically bashed Janet Jackson, claimed that she lip syncs, that what she does is not considered a show, that anybody can do that, and that she needs to F off.
Why? Why Janet Jackson?
Because she has a Vegas show right now. She's the new person to do a Vegas show, and she's like... She did this whole thing where she's like, I'm so thankful for this amazing show. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. He's like, honey, lip syncing is not a show. Now, he did the same thing for Madonna. But I haven't heard him do anything like that for Britney unless, you know, him and Britney Spears are buddy-buddy.
Because
Britney Spears, you know, who knows if she lip syncs or not. But it definitely... made Elton John upset that Janet Jackson is up there doing her thing. I want to see Janet Jackson live. It's kind of cool.
It's just kind of harsh.
That's Elton John for you, though. He says, I say it how it is.
It's just harsh why he would go after
Janet Jackson like
Janet
that.
Jackson like that.
So, but yeah, Elton John being a diva.
That's just an old grumpy queen.
Exactly.
Just an old.
All
we
right.
my. Yeah. Be careful.
Did I do that wrong?
Yeah. These things are horrible. These things are.
It's like a snake. It's like all over the place.
When I pull from here.
Yeah.
I pull from here.
Yeah.
Because these chargers from the Armenian stores are the worst piece of crap things in the world.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Anyways. Yeah.
Duncan Jones, who is the only son of David Bowie, is racist against Americans because he praised Lorde for her tribute to David Bowie at the Brit Awards last night, or this weekend, or whenever it was. I think it was last night they had it. And she sang the song Life on Mars, you would know the song when I played for it, yeah, because it was during that Labyrinth era.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Gotta love Labyrinth.
So he's all, oh, yes, Lorde, oh, boo-boo, Lady Gaga, and it's like, what's wrong? What, you got a problem with Americans? Come on now.
F him. He didn't like how it was like a mashup. And because it looked like you know.
That's the whole point of having a montage tribute to something.
Yeah, I guess him and a few other people were like, oh, why didn't she just do like two or three songs? Why'd you have to do 10?
Fields will be joining.
That's Tootie.
Yes, we'll be joining the season 22 cast of Dancing with the Stars. The rest of the cast will be announced March 8th, and the show starts March 21st on ABC.
Seems like you what is Dancing with Stars, every 3 months? Because it seems like it was only a couple months ago when you rattled off the people that were part of that.
Last year, but the show lasts for like 5 months, basically.
Really?
It seems like it.
Because wasn't Stella Dean in the last one? Remember that was part of the...
Yeah, you start with like 16 people, then you go down to the... Well, I think it's 16. I'm not 100%.
But Paula Dean and who else?
Wasn't there a football player that did it? Strahan? Was it Strahan that did it? No. Was it Randy Moss that did it?
I don't remember.
One of the football players did it.
I just remember Paula Dean.
Oh, and by the way, I started watching Magic Mike XXL, and I saw Michael Strahan. Mm-hmm. Ladies, you should go see it.
Oh, you're watching
part two. I was starting to watch it, and they showed my shirt hand, his little tiny boy shorts with his big butt, dancing on a very big woman.
They don't have him in, like, the marble sack.
He wasn't in a thong. He was, like, shiny.
Are any of those guys, like, in the thong? Does Channing Tatum do the thong?
Nash did a thong. For the first one, he did the thong. Yeah.
I could see
that. Matthew McConaughey did it.
Yeah, but because I can see them. I just want, like, Channing Tatum doing the thong, the marble bag.
They all.
Do they have Joe Magnolio wear the marble bag?
Yes.
Yeah. How's that guy? I don't know. That guy.
Triple
is who he is.
Triplewood.
Yeah, but regardless,
come on now.
He did a documentary about a male strip club. Like, he's in it. It's bizarre. It's bizarre.
It's fun. Okay. Male strip clubs are a lot of fun, and it's like one of those things that when you like do a movie that for sure something like that, you're like, that was a lot of fun because you basically don't have to take it seriously to a certain point where it's like, you know, I get to look good and show off my body for 2 hours. And then he's like, he probably was like, this is so much fun because I can't really do it per se. I can do a documentary about it because I know people. So, yeah.
It's bizarre to me, but regardless. Go ahead.
So, Cheryl Teagues, who is a former Sports Illustrated model.
She's got to be like 100 years old.
Yeah, pretty old. She is saying that the Ashley Graham cover is this.
Yeah?
She says she has a beautiful face, which she does. Ashley Graham is really pretty. She's very unhealthy, and that's not how Sports Illustrated should promote their models. And having that lifestyle is wrong. And he like quoted Dr. Oz because he said anything 35 and up is a no-go and you should be 35 and down. Mm-hmm. I'm a size 24. That means I'm a zero.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and we talked about this before.
But I'm just like, I didn't...
No, wait, stop.
I'm going to say anything.
We talked about this before. The cover of Sports Illustrated is not Ashley Graham. They did multiple covers.
Mm-hmm.
When me and you were in Borders Books or whatever the hell, Barnes & Nobles,
mm-hmm.
and we saw the cover, and me and you were talking about, it's not a cover. When people go, oh, she's on the cover of Sports Illustrated, they did multiple covers. Yeah, she's on a cover, but... it's not the only cover.
Right.
So they knew that having a unhealthy girl on the cover would not be a popular seller. So they did it as a political statement, as being PC, to capitalize on publicity. But the real cover is Ronda Rousey, and then there's another model. I don't know what her name is, but those two girls are the covers that everybody is buying. That's the issue, or I should say the version that everybody's buying. The Ashley Graham version is basically a PR stunt because people talked about the issue.
Yeah.
That's all. It's a PC PR move.
Yep.
That's it. And that's all it ever is with the unhealthy girls being on the cover of magazines. Ain't because people look at them and go, oh my gosh, look at those roles. Oh, that's, yeah, it's a PR move. It's no different than when they put someone retarded on the runway at a fashion show.
Yeah.
It's a PR move. People talk about it. People go, did you see what they did? Let's go look. And everybody goes to look. It's not something that is continuing in the fashion world because people in the fashion world don't want to see somebody that's retarded modeling. No different than someone wants to see an individual in a wheelchair or with no arms. They're PR PC moves. That's it. That's it. And when people praise them, it's very disingenuous because they're praising a stunt.
Yeah.
And they're acting as if, oh, look how we've progressed. No, we haven't. It's a stunt. It's a freak show. And you're part of the freak show because you're suckered in to actually promoting what is going on. Stupid. Go ahead.
Sports news. Jason Pierre-Paul, you know, the four fans, is suing ESPN and Adam Schefter for releasing personal medical records from the hospital that were not supposed to be released. And Schefter even tweeted, now he's suing for $15,000.
Well, they shouldn't have released his medical records.
Nope.
But that's what that's what the media loves to do. It's all about clicking. It's all about clicking on a story. So that's all. They don't care about anything else. So if they get news, they get pictures, anything like that, they do it hoping someone will click on it. You get traffic. It's the name of the game.
Exactly. Steph Curry matches the NBA record with three-pointers in his 127th regular season game. They also beat the Heat 118-112. Now, the three-pointer thing is he's basically hasn't missed a three-point shot since November 2014. So he's hit every single three-pointer that he's ever shot. So he beat the record. He had 42 points total last night's game, which beats James Harden's 40-point during the game. So congratulations, Steph Curry. Whoop, whoop. And Vegas odds is that the Warriors will beat the Bulls record. Remember I did that story of how Michael Jordan was like, oh, y'all could possibly, because their season record was like 72.
In that range. 72 or 74, maybe. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
So that's Steph Curry and the Warriors. Congratulations.
But you want to know something? It all will mean crap if they don't win.
They will win it.
The championship. You got to win the championship. Ask the Patriots. Go undefeated, but you lose the Super Bowl. Doesn't matter. You know, you lose the Super Bowl, your undefeated season can wipe your tuchus with it.
Exactly, guys.
Exactly, guys.
All right, so Tony Romo is set for collarbone surgery in the next 2 weeks. Yeah. He could get one or two surgeries, depending on what the x-ray shows next week. He could get it shaved down or put a plate over it.
I would have thought this a-hole got the surgery already. Why didn't he get the surgery?
Who knows? Who knows?
Unbelievable.
Holly Holm says that the Ronda Rousey fight cannot define her career. And she wasn't going to wait for the rematch. And that is exactly why July 9th she will be fighting Misha Tate. I just know Cyborg is like wanting a fight as well. And Holly Holm's like, hey, I'm undefeated. So I she's like, I can't relate to what Ronda Rousey's going through because I'm still undefeated.
She's going to fight Misha Tate.
Yeah.
And then after Misha Tate, if Rousey doesn't do the rematch, she'll go and fight Cyborg.
Yeah.
And then he's ducking. If she beats Misha Tate, which I'm pretty sure she will, the big money will then be the rematch against Rousey.
Yeah.
Then after she beats Rousey, she'll do a super fight against Cyborg. And if she beats Cyborg, I then say Holmes retires because there's no one left to fight because there really isn't.
And you know what's really cool is why, because like as we talked about before, how Ronda Rousey is a manufactured for the UFC. And Holly Holm is like this humble, sweet woman that's like just won't kick anybody's butt. And the fighters have mad respect for her, like the female fighters, like Cyborg and Misha Tate. They all have like really good support for Holly Holm because, like they said before, they're all friends and they just are going to fight because that's what they do.
And you got to remember, Holly Holm's, she's old.
She's
34. You know, so she's not a young kid.
No.
And she was a professional boxer for many, many, many years, and she was really good. And it's not a Johnny come lately.
No.
She transitioned to the UFC because there's no money in women's boxing.
Right.
When she got into it, there was still money because it was still popular. Still had Layla Ali, and you still had remnants of Chrissy Martin and Layla Ali. And Holly Holmes was really young when she got in, and she was really attractive. She was like, they built her as like the Barbie doll that fought.
Yeah.
You see her. She has that
really
look.
Pretty, yeah.
Well, the other women in the UFC, you know, they respect the fact that she's not a manufactured product of the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
She's somebody that, you know, paid her dues, a professional boxer, transitioned, and beat the crap out of the best women's UFC, this manufactured badass movie star, and she's annihilated her. And very humble after it, like, hey, you know, and that's why she is who she is, and that's why if she loses, say she loses to Misha Tate, nobody will think anything of it because she doesn't go around going, I'm the greatest in the world. I'll beat anybody.
Yeah.
I'm a badass. She's like, you know, I'm a fighter. That's what I do. On any given fight, you can lose. You can get just knocked out. It happens.
You know, Ronda Rousey, this is my last, and we'll go to the final story. Ronda Rousey is the Cam Newton of the women's MMA.
She is.
She's like, oh!
I'm the greatest in the world.
Yeah.
Then the big fight, she gets dropped, and then she goes in hiding after that and doesn't talk to anybody. Yeah, she went to the hospital, but with the cloak over her head at the airport, they wouldn't talk to anybody. Oh, I wanted to commit suicide. What a crybaby, weak, you're just nothing. You're just like Cam Newton, a crybaby.
And I'm not even talking about the suicidal thing. I'm just talking about she is straight up, she basically played the sore loser part. It's like, just get over it. Everyone loses. Cool. Everyone wins. It's like, I'm sure that if Floyd Mayweather actually lost a fight, or even take Manny Pacquiao because he has lost a fight, it's like they move on. That's it. All right, who's the next person? Who's next?
Yeah, they do their interviews and they go, "What happened?" They go, I got punched. That's what happened. I got dominated. He was the better man tonight. Yeah. He was a better man. I didn't fight my game.
Even Vladimir Klitschko was like that. He's like, what do you expect from me? I'm the best fighter. I still am. I lost the fight. Move on.
Yeah.
That's it.
The greatest fighters in the world.
Sure, Mike Tyson wasn't
Tyson,
like that.
They
and even in UFC. So you had Tito Ortiz. Lost
Tito's done it.
Chuck.
What about Brock Lesnar? Brock Lesnar lost. Brock Lesnar lost in UFC. And,
yeah.
and you heard him talk. He was like, "Hey man,
it happens.
You lose.
Yeah.
You lose. You the being the best is losing, but getting up.
Yeah.
Rather your football to hell. Your team, you get blown out in the soup. Listen, look at the Broncos. They got lit up by the
Seahawks.
And that team came back and wound up crushing. They didn't crush as far as score, but crush as far as defense. They crushed the Panthers.
Yeah.
They crushed the Panthers.
Exactly.
Hey. And you have the same quarterback. You had the same wide receiver. You know, you had the same players. Some were hurt from defense. But, ultimately, you had a lot of the same people involved in the win.
Yep.
And then, of course, the crushing defeat. So, that's Ronda Rousey.
Final story.
Do it.
Josh Gordon is possibly going to be reinstated. If he's reinstated, he will be back with Browns. Remember, he was out all last year for the punt.
Yeah, that kid, he's got drugs and this and that. Yeah.
Well, the Browns VP, Sashi Brown, says that Gordon will always have a home in Cleveland.
Sashi Brown. I got to imagine that he's a black guy. I never heard of a white guy with a name like Sashi. Okay, mixed. Well, he's got a little black in him.
He's light skinned. I can't tell what.
But he's
light skinned.
What's up, Saki? Get a funny name like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also, I think, a other country name too. I don't know what kind of country, but it's another country name. All right, I'm done.
All right, you done?
I'm done.
All right.
As you pick your nose every time I finish the show. As,
a lot of boogers.
As I finish the show, you're picking your nose, and the cable just went out.
Yeah.
All right, my name is Katie. This is Rob. This is the Rob Zicari Show. We'll see you all tomorrow on Fun Friday.
And don't forget, you SOBs, you MOFs, you SOBs, you SUZs. Tonight, the Republican debate. Watch it. It's going to be huge. It's going to be effing huge. It's in Texas, and they're all going to attack Donald Trump.
Go Trump, though.
We'll see you guys tomorrow for the complete debate recap. But follow my Twitter tonight. I'll be live tweeting. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.